Okay. Thank you, sir, for having me. I just have a few questions for you about fee-free education. But the first question will be from the effects of fee-free education on university financial planning. That is, the first question will be, what cost-cutting that has forced the university to implement due to fee-free education?
Thank you for having me. Okay, I will say, as the university, we had to make sure we reduce costs on student tutors in certain faculties. For example, in the Faculty of Applied Science, we had to reduce several number of student tutors. We had to reduce on student work programs also, where students work at our IT centers to assist other students.
Okay, thank you. Another question is, how has cost-cutting have influence to the core function of the university?
The influence of cost-cutting had a negative effect, mainly on budgeting, because we had to try by all means to scrutinize our budget and try to minimize for other opportunities. It was not easy, but we had to do our best. For instance, when we had to purchase goods or services, management had to meet and try to see reason and understand the need to purchase whatever goods or service that needs to be purchased. And they have to make sure that whatever they need to purchase will last long based on quality, in terms of quality.
Thank you. Another question, sir, is how has the introduction of fee-free education have an effect on university budget operating?
Our budget happens to be upside down because we have to do a lot of changes in it and do a lot of budget cutting, like cutting of refreshments budget that is used when we held meetings. So far, internal staff would be asked to bring their own food, and we only cater for external staff.
Okay. Another question will be, how is the current level of university funding financial aid sustainable?
As per my observation, it is not sustainable yet. Maybe in the long run, we will see changes in it, but now, no.
Okay, so now we are moving to another sub-question, which is the alternative revenue resources that are being used by the university to cover shortages of funding for free education. So the first question is, what are the alternative revenue resources that are open for the university to cover funding shortages that will result from fee-free education?
Okay. I doubt if there are any alternative revenue resources. This free education for university students was more like fly-by-night thing. It just crippled all plans we had. So as a university, we were not prepared as much as we did think that this free education, but we never thought this could happen overnight. By the way, free higher education is a huge project. It need to be properly planned and allow universities to be prepared. In this case, we were never given a chance by the former president, Mr. Zuma. Maybe the management is working on something, but I'm not sure. But I'm just concerned, I'm worried about the long run.
Okay, another question is, to meet current and future operating capital requirements, how is the university going to make sure there is access to adequate resources and sufficient funds?
The university needs to find ways of generating their own income, like fundraising, leasing out some of their buildings they are not using. This free higher education was a big unplanned surprise announcement by former president. We were never prepared for it, so the resources are not fully sufficient enough, nor flexible. And now we are being hit by the COVID-19. It is going to be tough to see.
Sir, we are on the very last question now. It's about the strategies that are in place to mitigate the challenges emanating from free education. What are the areas of expenditure that the university can reduce without negatively impact the academic project?
I think it would be wise enough if we reduce more on students' funding. For God's sake, students are fully dependent on government, except for international students. Completely cut off the budget for refreshments and divert those funds to another account that need funding within the university. Another thing is to reduce on office makeover. Now, we cannot afford to spend recklessly on furniture in our offices. No strategy so far, but one of the meetings we once had was about trying to come up with those strategies, of which one staff member raised a point about leasing some buildings that are not being used by the university and prioritize fundraising. One of the strategies is that the university need to build strong partnership with the existing stakeholders for more funding and try to collaborate with more stakeholders to be on the safe side in the long run.
Sir, that was the end of our interview. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. I will make sure this is kept confidential. As I stated at the beginning that we have to keep everything confidential. We have not to mention who was in the interview. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.